Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, an Apple original series.
The world is on fire. I decided to do something about it.
On November 17th.
This place, it's not ours. Believe me.
The most massive event of the year arrives.
If you come with me, you'll know everything, I promise.
Oh my God, go, go, go!
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. Streaming November 17th, only on Apple TV+.
This episode is brought to you by Michigan Economic Development Corporation. In Michigan, you can have both a rewarding career and a quality lifestyle, with plentiful career opportunities in world-changing, innovating industries, from electric vehicles to clean energy to biotech, with room for advancement no matter where you are in your career. Plus, Michigan offers a welcoming, beautiful, affordable, and inclusive community for all. Live your best life. You can in Michigan. Visit themichiganlife.org.
This is the Rise of the Young podcast, bringing you insights from the most innovative entrepreneurs and influencers of this era. Hosted by 17-year-old entrepreneur, author, public speaker, and branding expert, Casey Adams. Now, let's get right into the show.
What's going on, everyone? Casey Adams here. Welcome to episode 9 of the Rise of the Young podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about how you can create content on Instagram from the start. I've been getting a lot of DMs on Instagram asking me, what's the first type of content someone should be posting? What kind of stuff can grab someone's attention when you're first getting started on Instagram, when you're first starting to grow your personal brand? Because I already made a video, a podcast on personal branding, but I've been getting a lot, like I said, of people asking me, what do you do from the beginning? So this is going to be a video, a podcast based on the beginning steps of building your personal brand, of creating content. So that being said, let's go ahead and get right into it. So, a few things I want to cover from the beginning is, number one, once you're starting on Instagram, the number one thing you want to focus on is content creation. And now you might be sitting there listening to this like, all right, I already know that, but what kind of content should I be creating? So number one, I'm just going to be giving you a list of some types of content you should be creating, as well as how to go about it. So number one, if you follow me on Instagram at CaseyAdams1 and you scroll all the way down into the first beginning pictures of what I started to do and how I started to build my personal brand, I started to post quote pictures. And yes, you may be listening, it's a very saturated market when it comes to posting quote pictures. But here's the thing. If you have something, you have a message that you want to get out, I would highly suggest hire a graphic designer, make some cool edited pictures, put some quotes on there that are yours, and then post them on your Instagram. Use correct hashtags. Use hashtags that are in your niche that will help grow the organic engagement throughout time. So that's just one little thing, is if you're just getting started into the entrepreneurship niche or whatever niche you're into, just start putting quote pictures if you're interested in that sort of thing. But if not, it's all good. I know it's a saturated market. And number two is, when I first started posting pictures on Instagram, I posted quote pictures, I posted videos, of just me. And what I mean by me is just, I would literally go around places in my local community taking dope pictures, whether that be in the city of Richmond, whether that be in my neighborhood, wherever I could get a dope video, a dope picture, I would go there, go out of the time of my day and make it happen. So if you're just starting out right now, you don't have the luxury of traveling all over the world or all over the US, like a lot of these travel vloggers and stuff, it's all good. I started there, you can start there, whatever works for you. Just make sure that you're documenting your journey, creating content, posting pictures of you with your message. Because at the end of the day, when you're first starting out on Instagram, that is the foundational steps that you're going to be building with. And I just think it's funny because literally a year from today, I was not big on Instagram. I didn't have an engaged audience. I was just posting random pictures of me and people I was hanging out with. But then I switched my brand to a more entrepreneurship, young entrepreneur type of vibe. And as soon as I made that switch, content from then has been related to three pillars, which I call the three content pillars. And when you're starting to create content on Instagram, you have to stand out. And what I mean by that is you have to, number one, create content around you. So posting pictures of you, like I said. But here's another segue that you can kind of go about is if you have no content, you're uncomfortable with posting pictures of you, I would highly recommend that you start reposting pictures or videos or motivational content from other individuals that are in your niche and tag them on the post. Because from my personal standpoint, whoever tags me in a post and reposts a picture of mine or a video of mine, I automatically like that post, comment on the post, and it just allows me to engage with that user. So if you're trying to get in contact with someone who has a lot of followers or you're trying to get in touch with, I would highly recommend that you repost some of their content and tag them, saying how much of an impact they've had on your life and really just stating that you enjoy their content. Because once you do that, they'll start to recognize you. The people that you want to recognize you will start to engage with your content. So number one, post pictures of you so you can actually have a personal brand page so that you're actually on your page. There's pictures of you. People know who you are. People know what you look like. And then number two, if you want to start posting and reposting pictures from other influencers, I would highly recommend to do that because it gives you a huge more likely chance of them engaging back with you. So that being said, I would also create videos because yes, on my Instagram, I don't have that many videos, but definitely I used to post a lot more videos than I do now. And that's just something you can just kind of get your message out. And right now for me, I'm really going hard on my podcast series because I love talking. I love talking to people. I love meeting people. And I really just want you guys to feel my energy. So I hope you guys are liking this video, liking this podcast to be more exact. But that being said, creating content on Instagram all comes down at the end of the day to what kind of content do you want to post. I know some people say, oh, this is the right thing to do. This is the right thing to do to get more engagement. But at the end of the day, it just matters to what kind of content do you want to post. Yes, there are certain tips and tricks to grow your page. Yes, there are certain tips and tricks to get more engagement. But what kind of story, what kind of message do you want to convey to your audience? Once you have that jam-packed, make sure that you stay authentic with yourself, you stay authentic with your audience, and start posting content based around that. But regarding editing pictures, I use an app called Snapseed, which is very, very good. I love it. You can get it on the iPhone. You can get it on the Android. So if you want something practical, download the app Snapseed, and you can edit very dope pictures. You can put quotes on them. You can edit all the gradient, the saturation, whatever else you want to do. But that's just an app that I've used to really make my profile pop when it means like a lot of the colors just stand out in a way. And if you want to go check it out, follow me on Instagram at CaseyAdams1. But for everyone listening, I would highly recommend that you start studying and analyzing what other people are doing on social media, what they're posting, how they're posting it, what kind of captions they're posting. Because here's a trick that I want you guys to implement today. Start asking questions to your audience. Even if you have one viewer on your Instagram story, even if you have 10 viewers, 100 viewers, start asking them questions so that you can say, hey, would you rather me post quote pictures? Would you rather me post pictures of me? Would you rather me post videos? Would you rather me repost content? Once you start asking your audience what they want from you and giving to them, that's how you build an audience. It may sound a lot simpler than it is, but I want you guys on Instagram, there's a poll feature. Start using the poll feature. This is something that I learned from Ty Lopez. He does it all the time regarding what works best for his audience. So if you want to capture an audience, you want to maintain an audience, you want to start creating content, ask your audience what they want, because once you give them what they want, they're going to be more entitled to actually follow you, engage with it, and respond to it. So that being said, number three, number four, whatever you want to call it, stay consistent with what you're doing. If you're posting content 4 days a week for 3 weeks and you're doing great, and then you stop posting for 4 weeks, your page is not going to keep growing. Your content's not going to be there. You're not going to be having that engaged following when you come back. So it all comes down to what kind of content are you posting? How are you posting it? Are you posting consistently? And number three, I know this podcast is about creating content itself. So like I said, use the app Snapseed if you want to get good edited pictures. Great app. I would highly suggest it. But to kind of wrap this up, to kind of head towards the end of the podcast for everyone listening, I would highly recommend, like I said, follow other people in your niche. Repost their content on your page to get their attention. And then once you do that, you start growing your page, you start using the right hashtags. And if you have any questions regarding what hashtags you should use, make sure that you DM me on Instagram at CaseyAdams1. Tell me that you came from my podcast, and I will gladly send you some hashtags I've used, some hashtags that are working for me right now regarding whatever niche that you're in. So that being said, please subscribe to the Rise of the Young podcast. Leave a review, drop a rating on the podcast, share it with a friend. I would very much appreciate that. And then to really end this podcast off, I hope everyone has a wonderful day. Keep crushing it. Keep creating content, because content is king, but marketing is queen. And here's the thing about marketing. You can have the best content in the world, but if no one sees it, no one's going to engage with it. So that being said, I'm going to be hosting another podcast about how to make your page on Instagram grow organically, effectively, as well as how to grow a Facebook page very, very well. I know I already made a podcast regarding viral video marketing on Facebook, but it all comes down to, are you capturing your audience? Are you maintaining your audience? So if you want to know more about how to capture and maintain an audience, make sure you stay tuned. Check out episode 10 of the Rise of the Young podcast, because that's where we're going to be talking about how to maintain an audience on Instagram, how to capture their attention. So that being said, make sure you subscribe, and I will see you on the next episode. Peace.
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters, an Apple original series.
The world is on fire. I decided to do something about it.
On November 17th.
This place, it's not ours. Believe me.
The most massive event of the year arrives.
If you come with me, you'll know everything, I promise.
Oh my God, go, go, go!
Monarch, Legacy of Monsters. Streaming November 17th, only on Apple TV+.